Since the invasion of Iraq, Boston University professor Andrew Bacevich has been one of the most prominent voices criticizing the Bush administration's war policies. Here's how he described the war just a few days ago in an NPR interview.
An unnecessary and misguided war has ended in failure, and we're now only trying to figure out what that ending is going to look like.
Professor Bacevich had only one son, Andy Jr., and he was deployed to Iraq. Sunday morning, First Lieutenant Andy Bacevich Jr. was killed by a suicide bomber near the Iraqi city of Balad. NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz reports.
Anyone who's met Professor Andrew Bacevich sees his unmistakable features etched into the photograph of his son, Andy, the handsome face, the intense gaze, the prominent chin. Replace young Andy's dusty brown hair with gray, and the face is his father's. First Lieutenant Andy Bacevich Jr. was originally rejected by the Army's Reserve Officer Training Corps because of asthma. But like his father, he wanted to join. So after graduating from Boston University in 2003, Andy signed up. His father, Professor Andrew Bacevich Sr., served in Vietnam. He retired from the Army at the rank of colonel in the early 1990s, and he went on to complete his PhD at Princeton. Professor Bacevich is a conservative. He's a devout Catholic, a fierce critic of the war, and for many military reporters, a reliable source whose voice is heard regularly on NPR and elsewhere.
The discussion of what we should do next in Iraq is almost beside the point, in that events really have taken on a life of their own, that the whole Iraq misadventure has, I think, slipped beyond our control.
Officials at the Pentagon, officers in the military, follow Professor Bacevich's work closely, in large part because of his own military background. When reporters inquired about his son, Professor Bacevich would ask to keep Andy's service out of the story. Bacevich didn't want his personal opposition to the war conflated with his son's service, service that was part of a family tradition. First Lieutenant Andy Bacevich Jr. had been in Iraq since October as part of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division. He was 27 years old. His parents were notified of their son's death on Mother's Day. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.